This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The artificial intelligence news of the day today comes to us from Redmond, Washington, where Microsoft rolled out its plans to incorporate the technology behind ChatGPT into its search engine, Bing. ChatGPT, of course, is the AI tool that can basically write your 10th grader's AP European history essay. Not that your child would do that, of course. Microsoft showed how the new and improved Bing can concisely summarize the GAP's financials, maybe plan your trip to Mexico for you, convert code from one programming language to another. But here are a couple of questions the new Bing may have some trouble with. What do AI chatbots mean for digital advertising, the very lifeblood of search? And what does it mean for the publishers who rely on traditional search traffic for eyeballs? Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on that one.
What exactly is stucco? What exactly is the debt ceiling? What exactly may be causing this rash on my elbow? AI chatbots look like they'll be pretty good at answering those types of informational searches with detailed summaries of content already published online, no link clicking required, which could be a problem for, you know, the people who made that content. Aaron Kessler is an analyst with Raymond James.
That is a negative for publishers. If the information you get is already delivered to you in this chatbot form, that takes away from their opportunity to deliver page views.
It could also be a problem for search advertisers and the companies that rely on them. I'm looking at you, Google. Oded Netzer at Columbia Business School says, with sponsored links less relevant in a chatbot environment?
We are probably going back more to the display advertising model, meaning we have an article, and next to the article, there are advertising, right?
Netzer says that may be less lucrative for Google. People are just more likely to click a sponsored link. He says he doesn't see traditional search disappearing immediately, though. That's partly because AI chatbots sometimes just make stuff up when they don't know the answer.
I think the biggest hurdle for search going away is the truth-telling.
Microsoft is including footnotes and links next to its AI chatbot to help users look up sources and fact-check results. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.